The coldness of the soft snow could be felt even through Belgrave's clothing and had the property of restricting his movements. The more he exerted himself, the worse it was. Fear and panic robbed him of his composure. With each lungful of dreadfully frosty air, his body refused to obey his will. He broke into a coughing fit. His breathing was so shallow he feared that his lungs had frozen over. He managed to get a grip on his sword, but his hand was completely numb, and he found himself unable to draw it from its sheath. Snowflakes danced through the pearly white sky above, and his eyelashes were weighed down by ice. Even the act of blinking produced a slight throbbing pain. He shouted to rouse himself up. He forcefully raised his trunk, and with his left foot braced against the ground, managed to lift his right knee.
"Dad!"
his 7-year-old daughter cried out, struggling to wade through the snow to reach his side. Snow children frolicked in the flurry surrounding them, giggling at her endeavor.
"Benji, stay back!" Belgrave commanded, but his voice sounded strangled.
His body shivered as though trying to cast off the snow and ice. He exhaled deeply, looking at the being before his eyes. She stared down at him with cold, transparent eyes like ice. Belgrave finally drew his sword and struck an on-guard stance, but his body was stiff, and the tip of his blade wavered slightly.
"Wait, wait!"
Angeline desperately stumbled her way towards him, sliding in front of Belgrave.
"Angie!"
"Stop! Don't be mean to Dad!"
she said as she spread her arms out. Belgrave reached out and hugged her.
"Angie, it's no use. Hurry, get back!"
His limbs were numb, and he struggled to enunciate his words. The being's eyes narrowed appraisingly as she looked over Angeline. Her voice was crystal clear like sparkling shards of ice. Her expression never changed, nor did her lips move, but the words had certainly come from her. She turned her attention from Angeline to Belgrave.
"Transient one, if you have learned your lesson, please refrain from repeating this foolishness."
With that, she turned her back on him and walked away. The piercing cold gradually eased up, as did the pain that racked his body. With snow children still laughing at him, Belgrave watched her leave dumbfoundedly.
Wait, are you not a fiend?
Her face turned back to him ever so slightly.
"The transient ones, call me Lady Winter."
"Lady Winter."
The roaring wind scattered snow into the air. Belgrave shut his eyes against the sudden cold, and he locked Angeline in his embrace to shield her from the brunt of it. By the time the blizzard relented and he opened his eyes again, the woman was already nowhere to be seen. Only the echoing voices of the snow children faintly lingered in the cold winter air. Angeline started wide-eyed for a moment before dissolving into sniffling tears and rubbing her face into Belgrave's chest. Belgrave gently patted her on the back and wondered if it had all been a dream.